Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This show is about the stand-up paddleboard review of a specific board, and we commonly call stand-up paddleboards SUPs. Capital letters S-U-P. Makes sense because we have abbreviations for everything. I will be speaking about a number of brand names today, and I want you to know that they do not give me any money, not looking for the money from them. So when I mention them, I'm giving you an honest review about what's going on. I'm going to review this specific board on the Monksville Reservoir, which I call my home court, 3,000 acres of water. So let's turn back the clock to my rave paddleboard. And my little nephew, Wyatt, who happens to be 6'7", and trying to get him on that paddleboard. Well, it is a great board. I love it myself, but I'm not quite that size. So Wyatt's stride, he really doesn't fit on the board. Like, you'll see him go edge to edge. And then when you look at him and his weight, and by the way, this guy is just like a solid muscle, but you look at him and the back part of the board is actually underwater, so it just doesn't fit him. So Wyatt and I were talking about, you know, I said, hey, Wyatt, I'll end up getting a new board, a larger board. I'm going to search what's out there. So I began to speak to my great friends at Ramsey Outdoor. And by the way, Ramsey Outdoor is one of our sponsors, advertisers here. So I do let you know about that. And I chatted with them and they said, we have the perfect board for you. So I was able to get the Bic Sport 12.0 Crossfish. And I am letting you know that it is a large board. It is a wide board. It is a board wide enough for a 6'7" guy to stand on it. And as I get into the actual review, I'll give you some of the other features that go along with it. And you should also know, and it makes sense, this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, to do the review, I had to take certain things with me. So obviously it makes sense that I had a paddle. Well, the paddle I use, and I use it with my rave board, and it works fine over there, is the Aquabound. I use their Freedom 100, which is a carbon shaft. And any of my great paddles for my kayaks or my paddle boards are all carbon shaft. And I want you to know that you're going to get good paddling with them. The problem is it wasn't a stiff enough paddle for the Bic, because the Bic is like the, I don't know, the streamliner of paddle boards. It's much larger, much wider. And I would go to a thicker paddle. Again, a little bit more rigidity to the paddle, I should say it that way. And that's really what I was looking for there. That had no bearing on the paddle board. It had something to do with the actual paddling. For that rave board, I did purchase a cover. Now, let me tell you this. I went to a paddling store, not a Ramsey Outdoor, because they are great with everything with me, just superb people. But I happened to be on the ocean front one time and just looking around, and in this store, looking at some surfboards. And I spoke to them about covers for a paddleboard, and they were giving me crazy prices, like $700, $800 for a cover. And I'm like, hey, no way, no way. So I did a little homework, and I found a company out west called Stand On Liquid. And I called over, I chatted with them, and I was able to get a cover for the rave board for a little over $200. And let me tell you, if you don't, you're saying like, well, why do you need a cover? See, what will happen is the foam on the inside of the board, if you leave it out in the sun for an extended period, the foam will actually expand and crack the board. So the cover became necessary. But then I also realized once I got the rave board that when I was done paddleboarding, if I was in the ocean, I'd put the board inside my parents' garage. And then if I was home after I'm paddling somewhere up here in the north, well, then I would actually end up putting the paddleboard in my garage, so I really didn't need the cover. So that's just something for you. Now, you go surfing, you go paddleboarding, you do need a leash. So if you fall off the board, you do not want your board sort of like floating away where you're going to have to give a strong personal paddle, and sometimes with the other, with a large paddle in your hand to go get the board. So the leash that I use there is the airhead.com leash. And I know I'm giving you a number of different names, but I want you to know that you need all this information so that I can get into the review of the BIC board. So I am also letting you know, and I'm bragging on this one, in freshwater, I have never, ever, ever fallen off a paddleboard. In seawater, and you can watch, or actually, we didn't actually film that version for Joey B TV, but we do have a podcast show about that one, being out and being safe in seawater. So there's that one. And then the only other thing that I'm going to speak about brand-wise right now, and then I'm going to get into the BIC, is I purchased a carry strap for it because it's so large, and it was called the Big Board Chili Pepper. And the chili pepper was just a condensed word of chili pepper. And yeah, you know me, and I do research on chili peppers. So I didn't buy it for that reason, but I want you to know that it was a great carrying strap. Now, I use Yakima racks. And again, you're going, I'm going to tell you about this. On my truck, I use Yakima racks, and Yakima has been so good to me. One of the racks broke. They replaced it. They just are also a first-rate company. Now, here's a negative to the BIC board, but there's only one negative, and this is it. It is so large, when I put it up on the rack on the top of my pickup truck, I can only fit one paddleboard, the BIC Sport 12.0 Crossfish, because the board is so wide. Typically, I can get two paddleboards up there or two kayaks up there. But it doesn't matter for me because I've got the bed of the pickup truck, because what I did was had the BIC up top. My good buddy Steve was with me, and Steve was going to go out in the kayak. So we have in the bed of the kayak, I've got a kayak in the bed of the pickup truck. I don't have a bed in my kayak. I have a bed. That would be one heck of a size kayak. I've got the pickup truck, and the kayak is actually inside there. And for those of you that remember, Steve is the drummer who played on my theme song. And we were out another day, and you can listen to that podcast show, but don't leave there to listen to that one to go to this one. But Steve and I actually rescued out there on the Monksville one day, and that was a crazy story about that. So now let's get into the BIC. This was going to be the first voyage, and even though it's called a crossfish and is made for fishing, I was going to make the first adventure specifically without fishing gear. So I wanted to see, and these are the things I took a look at, was the stability. Because if I was going to get out there with fishing gear, I need to know all these parameters first. I am letting you know that this was the most stable board I have ever, ever been on. I rate it as the best, most stable board. I could have danced out there, but hey, you know what? I don't think the world was ready for my dance moves yet. Now, the comfort of the board, and it also relates back to the stability. The deck padding was superb. It had these, like, because it's wide, I could change my stride. Again, I don't have the nephew Wyatt stride of a 6'7" guy, but I'm a pretty big guy, around 6". And the great thing was, sometimes you're limited to where you can position your feet based on the width of the board. And this guy here, I could just change it because, hey, you don't want to be locked into the same position over and over and over. Hey, you will begin to get muscle fatigue. No muscle fatigue on side of this one. And it was just like that ease of moving positions. And I wanted to do a test, and I do this with all boards. I wanted to see what was the ease of me going from a sitting position on the board. Because, hey, sometimes you're just out there, you want to relax, and you could sit on the board, kneeling, and when I get into strong wind conditions, I will actually go to a kneeling position and paddle. I've done this often in canoes. You can listen to the podcast show on me when I was doing my wolf research out in Minnesota. I was on Lake Superior and crazy. I'm saying crazy 60 mile an hour winds kicked up and I was in the canoe. And you go to that kneeling position because, again, you don't want to, it sounds funny, but you don't want to become a sail, your body up there. So I want to see what it's like to kneel on the board and get a little paddle in with the kneel and then go from a sitting position and then a kneeling position and then from the kneeling to the standing and go back to the other two. Because of the stability, because of the comfort, there was ease going from sitting, kneeling, standing. So you had that. Now, because we are Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, Joey B TV, JoeyBee.tv, well, I wanted to see what photography was going to be like. So I brought one of my underwater cameras because I figured, hey, if I fall in, I've got it. And by the way, that one is always leashed to my wrist, and that would make sense. And if I fell in, I didn't need to ruin, again, some of our cameras because I wasn't bringing out the big TV cameras on there just yet, by the way. So, and many times I will bring, I have a mini tripod for the cameras and all this. Nothing, but I just took the camera and I wanted to see, okay, what is it like to take some photography from up there? And you could see, and many of you follow me on social media, on Twitter and Tumblr and Flickr, like all these different places. I have no idea. My social media gal takes care of all that. But I took a great number of photos on this day. And because of going back to the stability and the comfort and the ease, I was able to take some great photos from there. Now, the capacity, and I want you to know on that board, holds up to 350 pounds. So I could put myself and Gabby on the board, and we can go paddling around, and that will be another adventure for another day. So in my testing of the board, my review of the board, I want to see, well, how well did this board trek? When we got on the water, this extra large sup, there was really virtually no wind. So tracking and I'm paddling, and the board moved very well through the water. That was my amazement. And my amazement was that in regard to it just zipped through the water for a very large board. And then as the wind picked up as the day went on, I said, okay, time to get back on the board because, hey, you take a break and we'll talk a little bit about that. Well, so I was able to get back on the board in some wind. And very amazingly, it did track well. So, hey, if you notice that, everything I'm speaking about so far is a positive for this board and the attachment points. And I noticed this when I first got the board from Ramsey Outdoor, I looked at all the attachment points. And if you don't know it, there are all these, and I'll just call them, they look like little metal clips that you can attach bungees and all these specialized clips onto these to hold different items down. And they had attachment clips for storing gear everywhere on the board. So it's going to make it from rear to front, wherever you want. It will accommodate any type of gear that you will take on there. So for me, when I go fishing, I actually have an angle cooler that actually has in four corners, it's got four fishing rod holders. And I've already used that on the Rave board, and the Rave board is thinner and smaller. So I was able to just, hey, I had a great day on the water with the Rave one with the attachments. So when I get out there and do the fishing review of this board, I will then be able to attach that. Plus some other gear. Remember, I talked about my camera gear in there. And that, see, the great thing about having that angle cooler, and another brand name, just thought I'd throw it out there because I like this cooler very much so because people don't realize this. Well, you can put your food in there. Yes, it keeps it cool. But if you're a fisherman, you could put your fishing gear in there. If you think you might need an extra top or a wind top or something, you could put it inside of there. I would separate it from the food, but hey, you can do all of that. And it has a little shelf on the top for, I guess it could be food sources, snacks and things, but it also on the inside, you could put some of your fishing gear right inside there. So I share all of that with you so far because I want you to know that it so far had been an awesome day out on the water using this board. So we did, Steve and I, we did a morning voyage got out there, spent a few hours out in the water. I paddled about. And I also want you to know that on the Monksville, there's a number of snags or dead trees that are out in the water, stand up, and they do this for cover for fish when they actually originally flood the places. And I did like the little slalom course in slow-mo, of course, on the paddleboard. But Steve was actually doing some fishing, so he was going near these stumps, and I just caught up with him because, hey, when you're with people, and that's the great thing about having SUPs or having kayaks, when you get out there, you can separate for a while, and you meet back up, and you separate. So I went near some of those stumps, and I went around some of them, and some of them are submerged stumps that you have to be on the lookout for. You don't want to hit them, whether it's a SUP or a kayak. And I did okay with it, so the maneuverability of this board was very good. So I'm going to say this. I look forward to that day that I could stick Gab on the front of that board, and that's probably the next adventure, or one of the next adventures. So I will have a 10-year-old sitting on the front of the board, because this board here will be the stable board for me to be able to do that. So I'm letting you know that the BIC Sport 12.0 Crossfish is awesome. It is the most stable SUP I have ever been on. And I tried many the day I recorded on location with paddleboard expert Stephen Ritter. You can listen to that one in my 101 series. That was podcast off the top of my head, and we're already in the 200s. That was podcast number 111. Easy numbers to remember, that's why. But you need to finish listening to this one before you bounce to that one. And that was the 101 series, from beginners to experts. And in that series, we talk about, hey, the simplest things in a sport or an activity to the expert side that you really need to know. So there are many people that I see, and I've seen yoga classes out there in the bay doing yoga on a SUP. I have yet to do this because, you see me, I might get into that yoga pose and get stuck inside the pose on the board, which means I might end up on a board for many hours being stuck there. So I don't want to do that just yet. So for this BIC SUP Sport 12.0 Crossfish, I give it absolutely, in my review, an A+. But that means going to get two people on it, Gab and I. But in the next review of this board, how about a fishing review adventure? Stay tuned. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.